Muggers by Alan Pryor.
Come on, move. Grab that camera. Come on.
Whose idea was it to come in here? Let's go home.
Get between me and that mirror thing.
What?
Just shield me, that's all.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Go on, do it.
Okay.
Right in front of me, dummy.
Right in front of you.
Okay, now.
You got it?
All zipped up. Come on.
Just one moment, please. Two gentlemen.
What?
Open that zipper, please.
You're talking to me, are you?
Open it, please.
Get lost.
Get out of the way, man. You wouldn't want to get
I asked you for the last time, please. Open the zipper. I sent for police.
Out the way. Look, I'm telling you for the last time. Out the way.
No, I'm not moving.
All right.
Don't you dare use that knife, you young fool.
Move, I do use it. Come on, move.
I am not moving from this door until the police come. Now, put that knife down. You
give
it to me.
You are trying.
Come on. Jeez, man. What'd you do that for?
He put himself about, right? All his fault.
Come on.
So, he took the knife out, and then what?
Well, he threatened me, and he stabbed at me, Inspector. And I tell you, he's frightening me a lot. Oh, yes, but I see him. This thieving that goes on, so I can't tell you. But, well, I have a special mirror put in 1 month ago to try to stop it. And this boy, I'm seeing quite clearly, sir, putting this camera inside his jacket.
Right. I saw them both. That's good. Could you describe them to me?
Well, one was black and one was white. That's all I saw.
No, you saw a lot more than that. And you don't remember it properly. How's the arm?
It hurts since stitches go in, but now I'm had the injection. They say I can go.
Good.
Now, Mr. Savage, I'm wanting to get back to my... the shop. I have many things to do.
Oh, of course. I'll drive you back. My sergeant's talking to people there, trying to get descriptions.
I've never had any trouble in the shop before this. I don't like trouble. Keeps people away. It is stopping them coming, you see.
They won't blame you for that, Mr.
Well,
Patel.
People are funny about things like that, you know.
Now, you have a few minutes, Mr. Patel. Drink your nice, hot, sweet tea and try to answer my questions.
Very well, but it all happened very quickly, you know.
You say one white and one black. Well, let's take the white one first. Was he tall or short?
Tall, I think, yes.
Taller than you?
I think so.
About 5'11"?
I don't know, maybe.
Well built or slim?
Yes, slim.
Right. What colour was his hair?
No idea.
Was it black?
No, not black.
Brown?
No.
Fair?
Yes, fair, right.
Very fair? Mousy fair?
Yes, I think mousy, yes.
Now, was it short or long?
Short, yes, short.
Was it cropped?
Yes, punk.
Ah, you see, you do remember. Now, his face, any marks on it, cuts, anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Right. Now, his eyes, were they blue?
I think yes, blue, I think so.
His skin, smooth or rough? Clean shaven, did he have sideboards or did he have a beard?
No, sideboards, no beard.
All right. Now, his nose?
No, I can't remember his nose.
You can. Was it broken?
Sorry?
Misshapen. Was it straight or was it out of true?
Oh, no, straight, I think. And long, yes, and long, and then straight.
That'll do. Now, his mouth?
I cannot think.
You'll find you can. He opened it to speak to you. You saw it. Now, was it large or small? Thick lips or thin lips?
Thin lips, definitely.
The largest?
Yes, I think so. And he have good teeth. I was surprised, you know.
Well, most people do these days. All right, now, his clothes. He had on this wind cheater. What colour was it?
Grey. I'm remembering it. Definitely grey.
Shirt under it, was there?
I didn't notice.
No shirt under it. Nothing under it?
Yes, he had the shirt under it. Red.
A T-shirt?
Yes, a T-shirt, yes.
Right,
yes.
Grey wind cheater, red T-shirt.
Yes.
And now the knife.
Please, I didn't really see it. He just took it out.
You
and,
saw it?
No, I'm definitely not seeing it.
You did. Was it a kitchen knife or was it a short knife?
Short, sir. Yes, short, I think.
Colour?
Well, that I don't know. I really didn't see it. I'm not remembering. Just a moment. Brown, yes, it was light brown.
All right. Now, black boy. Any distinguishing features?
He was just black boy.
Tall or short?
Shorter than the other one.
Much shorter?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Was he very black or coffee-coloured?
Very black.
Any glasses or anything?
Oh, no, nothing. I was looking at the other one. You see, I didn't really see the black boy.
You did. What did he have on? A jersey? Jacket? T-shirt?
I think just a T-shirt, yes.
What colour?
I don't know.
Black?
No.
Blue?
No.
Brown?
Yes, I think brown. That's a dark brown, yes.
Ah, that was very good, Mr. Patel. Very good indeed. Very helpful. Now, we'll ask you to help us with an identikit, perhaps, but that'll do for now. You've been very helpful.
Yes, I have very good memory, you know, Mr. Savage. People always say that about me, that I have a very good memory.
Yes, Mr. Patel. I'm sure they do.
Nothing much to add to your description, sir. The people in the shop didn't notice as much as Patel did. How is he, by the way?
They put 4 stitches in it. Every young tearaway, burglar, walk-in merchant, footpad, rapist, you name it. They all go in with a knife in their hands these days. A nice razor-sharp knife you can buy anywhere or take out of a kitchen drawer. This youth had one, and it scared everybody blind because he wasn't afraid to use it. They ought to make it a 7-year minimum sentence if you even produce a knife, Jack. Then the villains would stop using them that very same day.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, sir.
I know it isn't.
So, local lads, do you think, sir?
Has to be. Did you go through the mug book with Mr. Patel?
Yeah, but after page 30, if they haven't seen anybody, they get discouraged. Mr. Patel doesn't really want to identify them anyway, I reckon.
No, means court, means trouble. He'd rather not, and I don't blame him. He'd just like to forget it. But we can't forget it, Jack, because we don't get too many knife merchants in Arkley, and I don't want a fashion to start.
Yeah, more than we used to.
Yes, I admit that. But not as young as these two. I don't reckon them over 17, and they could be younger.
I'll talk to my contacts, see if anybody's heard anything.
No, do that, Jack, do that. But I tell you, the only way we can be sure of catching these two is if we treat it as a murder and put everybody on it. If we treated every crime as a murder, we'd solve everything.
So we would. But we'd need 500,000 coppers. Sir, he could have thrown the knife away. You know, over a back garden or something. I tried the immediate vicinity, but nothing.
I'll get a few footmen to have a bigger look. If you threw it away, he did it soon. Give the uniform inspector my compliments and say I'd be obliged if he can help us out. Do it before it gets dark.
Yeah, I'll get on to that now, sir. Sir?
Yeah?
We have a load of cases on our desks. Is it... Well, is it worth all this effort? Well, that bloke Patel wasn't too badly hurt. And we haven't a lot to go on.
What do you suggest we do? Wait until he does it again?
Could have been a one-off. He could have been carrying it for show. Oh, I mean, all they took was a camera.
He used a knife, Jack. That's the most important thing about the whole incident. He used it, and he didn't hesitate to use it. If he gets in a tight corner, and he will, because he's a thief already, he could use it again. He isn't going to stop thieving because it's too easy and he's used to it by now. It's just a matter of what he does next, Jack. That's all.
Mr. Zia Patel, a shopkeeper in Arkley Centre, was attacked by a youth with a knife today when he attempted to stop him leaving with the stolen camera. The youth, who was white, was tall, with short punk fair hair, aged about 17 and dressed in a grey windcheater and jeans. He was accompanied by a black youth who was shorter and stockier built and dressed in a brown T-shirt. Anyone who saw the two youths in Arkley Centre around 3 o'clock this afternoon...
Switch it off. I've heard enough. They got a good description of us, Jace.
Nah, it could have been anybody. It's useless.
That peck he saw is pretty good.
He looked at me, but I wouldn't know me again. He was scared witless. I bet he never knew you had a Cockney accent.
It ain't Cockney, man. It's South London. When you took that knife out, Jesus.
You knew,
man.
I had it?
Yeah, but I didn't know you was going to use it, right?
What do you think I had it for? Show?
I don't know. I wish you'd get rid of it, Jace.
Chick, you're yellow.
I'm not yellow, I'm black.
Hey, that's good.
Look, just get rid of the knife, okay? I mean, if they trace it back to us, we're in real trouble.
We got away with it, didn't we?
Yeah, but it could have gone so wrong. If you hadn't put his arm up, you could have stuck it in him for good.
Well, I didn't, did I? Silly old bastard putting himself about. It was all his own fault. He didn't have to have it get in the way, make life difficult for himself. That shop of his is full of stuff. He's as rich as Prime Minister. Why did he have to have a go? Nothing would have happened if he'd been sensible.
Oh, I suppose not.
Well, what are we doing tonight?
Tonight? You're not thinking about going out, are you?
Well, what else?
I've got to go home. We've got no money anyway. You can't go out with no money.
We can get some.
How? Thieving. We're rotten thieves, Jace. This afternoon proved that. We got seen and we nearly got done. I'm going home. As far as anybody's concerned, I've been home all day. If my ma found out about this, she'd go right spare.
Well, she's okay.
No, she ain't. She's on to me all the time to try for a job.
What job?
That's what I ask her. She says you can always get a job if you don't mind what you do.
Well, you can stick jobs, I'll take me social.
She's always on at me. Go to the job centre, try the youth scheme. She never stops, man. That's why she come up north 2 years ago, to get away from my old fella. She hates him.
Lucky you got a mare, aren't you? Me? I just got the old fella. And he's on the booze all the time.
I sometimes think I'd rather have a father around. Mum was okay, you know. He was fun. Well, some of the time.
Not mine, you wouldn't. He's a rank bastard. Goes on at me to bring him more money. And where does his social go? Down the boozer. Do you know, once he did some big jobs. He was in the big money. Now he's useless. I'll be glad when I get out of here away from him.
Need money for that, man.
That I know.
Anyway, I'll split.
Yeah, okay.
See you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. And Chick.
What?
Stop shaking. Hi. Want to try me for this one?
Do I know you?
No, but I know you.
That's nice for you.
Been coming in on your own for months, am I right?
Get lost. I'm not cradle snatching.
Don't leave on your own, though, do you?
How old are you, anyway? They're learning an underage kid here now.
You're called Val, and you live up Chapel Close. Nice little house you got, I'm told.
You thinking of doing it over, are you?
Not it. You, maybe. You're here with anybody tonight, are you?
Look, I've had enough.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because I got you a drink.
Look, dear, drink it yourself, if you can. Just go away and stop disturbing the peace, all right?
There. It's in front of you. Vodka and slimline. Drink it or leave it. It's all the same to me.
I don't need this hassle. And I don't need your drink.
You're coming on your own, and you leave with a fella. He's usually well-heeled. Getting on a bit. 30 or more. Last week, it was a little bald guy with gold crucifix. Looks like a pop star, I think he does. But he has a men's shoe shop in Arkley Centre. And he's a Wally.
You're right, he is.
See? I've been looking at you.
And it's all you're going to do, sunshine, so don't get your hopes up.
Well, how old are you? 30? There's plenty of beautiful women, film stars and that. They got boyfriends my age. It's all the fashion, love.
Like that hairdo of yours, I suppose. Who do you think you are, Red Indian?
I might let you grow if you ask me now.
All I'm asking you to do...
I know, get lost. Oh, surprise, surprise, here's your little shoe salesman. What a bonce. I don't know how you can force yourself, love. I expect the money's all right.
Look, you, I'm not on the game.
Oh, did I say you were?
Hi, Belle. Nice to see you again. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, ever so sorry, don't you know.
Who is this?
I don't know him, do I?
Oh, get lost. You're annoying the lady.
Lady? You have to be joking, don't you?
Go on your bike, or call a bouncer.
Yeah, you'd need one, wouldn't you? Can't do anything without much help. Am I right, Belle? See you then. Next time, maybe. Cheer up for now.
Hello, Jack. You look knackered.
I've had 6 foot men helping me for 2 hours. Looked in every garden and down a few handy drains.
No sign of the knife. Not a sausage.
And that means he's still got the knife, whoever he is.
Well, let's hope he puts it away and forgets it.
That's what they call a pious hope, Jack.
What I call a pious hope is that you'll take me out and buy me a pint, sir.
Why, is it my turn?
No, sir. It's never your turn. It's always the sergeant's turn.
I'm glad to hear it. I've been getting a bit of a thirst sitting here and looking at this lot.
Is that all you've been doing?
Oh, aye, that's what paperwork's for, didn't you know? Paperwork never caught a villain yet.
What did?
Thinking about it did. Like, these two lads, one black and one white. Now, probably mates and probably unemployed too, as it was the middle of the afternoon. Now, that narrows it down a bit.
To about 1,000.
No, we don't have all that many blacks in Arkley. Some, but not all that many. More Asians come to work in the mills till they shut them, but blacks, not all that many.
No, next you'll be asking the car fellas to stop and search all the young West Indians they see. That'll make us very popular at county headquarters.
Well, since I haven't too long to go, I don't care what they think at county headquarters. Though I know you do, Jack.
Well, I have to. And I'll be in Arkley for the next 30 years, won't I?
So, we tell the car fellas to do just that, but discreetly.
Okay, we'll do. What are they looking for?
Well, the white lad was carrying a knife, so chances are the black lad wasn't all. Now, I'll let you buy me a pint. All this thinking's given me a real thirst.
get to that handbag.
Oh, don't choke me.
The handbag. Oh. No noise. I'm going to let you go. Don't turn round.
Don't hurt me, please.
Just the handbag and I won't. Come on.
You take it. Take it.
And no noise. No shouting. Or I'll come back. You got that?
Yes, I won't. I won't. I promise.
Don't turn round. I told you. Okay. Just stay there where you are for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He had a knife. You saw the knife?
Yes.
Now, you've told me what he said. Did he have a local voice, or what?
Yes. Yes, he was from round here.
But you didn't see his face?
No, he had this balaclava.
He was tallish, you said?
Yes.
Taller than you?
Yes.
And he had gloves on?
Knitted ones.
What else was he wearing?
Oh, I couldn't see. It was very dark. And he came from behind me, put his arm round my neck. I was choking. Oh, it was terrible. I mean, I know you read about it, but you don't expect it to happen to you.
Now, don't upset yourself. Now, Sally, just one last point. Can you tell me, now, think hard now.
Yes.
Which hand was the knife in?
Which hand? Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you do, Sally. He put one arm round your neck from behind, and he put the knife against your face.
Yes.
Now, which hand was it in? His left or his right?
Which... his left. It was in his... Yes, it was his left.
That's all, Sally, that's fine. Thank you very much. The policewoman here will get a car to take you home.
Oh, it's all right. Me dad's waiting.
Ah, of course he is, I'd forgotten. And if we find this lad, you might have to listen to his voice one day, so try to remember how it sounded, eh?
No, I won't do that. I've reported it, and that's all I'm going to do. I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been for me dad. He brought me here. All I want to do is forget what he sounded like. That's all. So don't expect any more help from me.
All right, let's leave it like that, shall we? For now. W.P.C. Harris, see Miss Ramsden out to her dad, will you?
Oh, it's all right. I'm okay. Just don't come bothering me, that's all. I've done all I'm going to do. I mean it.
Good night, Sally, and thanks. You're a brave girl. W.P.C. Harris. She's a good lass, that. If we got him, she'd help us. Now, it's 12:10. Well, I hope Pakistanis don't go to bed too early, because I'm going to wake one of them up. Look in that telephone directory there and see if Mr. Patel runs a store in Arkley Center as listed.
Patel. Right you are, sir.
All for £6 odd. He scares the living daylights out of her for £6 odd. And he uses a knife to do it. And he picks a healthy young girl who might have put up a fight. Now, what does that suggest to you, W.P.C. Harris?
There's quite a few Patels in the book, sir.
Oh, just a minute. Look under Z for Zia Patel.
Right. Ah, there is one.
Ah, dial his number, will you?
Yes, sir.
You know what all that suggests to me, W.P.C. Harris?
No idea, sir.
It suggests he's never done it before, or not often.
Hello? One moment, please. I've got him, sir.
Ah, let me have it. Ah, hello, Mr. Patel. This is Mr. Patel of Patel's Arkley Centre.
Yes, it is. You know the time. I'm in bed.
This is Mr. Savage at the police station. Sorry to disturb you, sir. Just one question.
Yes, yes. Something happened. Have you caught this boy, Mr. Savage?
Well, no, not yet, sir. I just wanted you to answer me one question.
Yes, yes, anything.
Just clear your mind, sir. That youth who held you up with a knife, which hand did he hold it in?
Which hand?
Take your time. Think hard before you answer.
No need to be thinking hard. It was in his left hand.
You sure of that?
Absolutely no doubt at all, Mr. Savage.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. And I'm very sorry for having disturbed you. And my apologies to Mrs. Patel. Good night, sir.
Shut that thing off! Bloody rare.
What do you want?
Watch your tongue with me or I'll belt you.
You try and I'll put you in the hospital.
You wash!
Go on, finish off your bottle of wine. Get lost, you're useless.
What a way to talk to your dad. I ain't got any wine anyway.
Oh, is that why you're whinging? Okay, here's a fiver. Go and get yourself a drink and leave me alone.
You got a fiver? How'd you get that?
I got a part-time job, and it's in the black, so don't go rabbiting on about it down the boozer, all right?
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Ad, yes. Oh,
never mind the Ad, Jason. Just get bloody lost.
Yeah, well, I'll see you. I'll see you, Jace. Ta.
Jace! What now?
Your mate's here. The black one.
Oh, all right, let him in.
He is in, is he?
Yeah, well, cheer out if you're going.
Yeah, well, just off down to the pub, I'll see you.
Not for a long time, I hope. Hey, come in, chick. Sit down, son.
Cool, you knock with your old man to the stick, didn't you?
Silly old nutcase. Hey, there's some beer there, help yourself.
Sir. Hey, ma'am. You got the social money here or something?
No. It's not from the social.
Then how come the beer and all the reddies?
I took them.
You did a job. Where? When?
Last night.
After I left?
Yeah.
What, at that time of night, a break-in?
No.
What then?
I grabbed a girl on West Park Estate and took her handbag. It had 20 quid in it.
You did what?
She didn't scream. She didn't do anything. She just handed it over. She was glad to do it.
So you scared her then?
Oh, sure, I scared her.
How? What did you do? You grabbed her. What did you do, man?
I showed her the knife.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What, she'd have fought back and screamed and all that. What were you going to do? Use the knife on her?
How'd you know?
Cut her or what?
I tell you, I don't know. All I know is she parted with the money, no problem.
Yeah. Sounds great. Only...
What?
Only I don't like the knife, man. It could go wrong. If you take a knife, somebody puts himself about, you finish up having to use it. It's too much, Jace.
Okay. You're drinking my beer. Will you tell me something better?
I don't know. It's just the knife.
Look, as I see it, you don't need the knife. All you do is you just take the handbag. You just take it and you run. Now, that handbag didn't have a lot in it, right? But on Friday, that girl's wages would be in it. Well, you getting my drift, chick?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We've been idiots trying to pinch stuff from stores, shops, all that. Look, sooner or later, we'll get done. And we don't know enough about breaking in houses to go on that blag. And the beauty of mugging is you only take cash. Well, you throw everything else away, no matter what it is.
Mugging. That's what we're talking about, are we?
Yeah. Are you on?
Me!
Well, you can't mug someone on your own unless you take something like a knife. Well, if not, there needs to be at least two of you in case these people start getting, putting themselves about, getting stroppy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I can't keep doing it on my own, so are you on or what?
Look, I don't know, Jace. It's risky, right?
What isn't? That's the fun of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Look, tomorrow's Thursday. Meet me here about 11 o'clock in the morning, all right?
I don't know, I might have something else to do.
Like what?
I don't know. I got a car to go to some job.
What job?
Some factory on the industrial estate.
Yeah, doing what?
I don't know. Just the job centre sent this card.
What time are you going then?
In the morning, early, around about 9 o'clock.
Well, it's up to you. I'll be here till 11:15, no later, okay?
Yeah, okay, look. I've got to go now.
Just come. What's the hurry?
No, I've got to go.
Well, suit yourself. But, chick...
Yeah, what?
When I was away, you know, in Borstal, they all reckoned that mugging was rubbish, low class, not proper crime. But one guy... A real wide-head. He says to me, Jace, don't you listen to them going on about big blags and big breakings, because they come out their jobs, if they do come out, with a cartload of traceable gear. Clocks, silver, you name it. And then this fella, he says, you've got to fence that stuff, and therefore somebody knows your name, and you're liable. Somebody trades you in. But mugging? Okay, you don't get rich, but you do all right, and all you take is the stuff you can spend. You read the papers. How many muggers do they nick? Not many. You think on it.
Yeah, well, I'll see you, Jace.
Yeah, great. See you tomorrow. Here, take a packet of fags. You earned them. Catch.
Cheers, thanks.
Yeah, cheers. Let yourself out, okay? Black, more like bleeding yellow. Your love is king. Crown you with my heart. Your love is king.
Your bread was on the table.
Coming, Ma.
Yeah, always coming, never here. You got 10 minutes to catch that bus. You miss it and you miss that draw.
It's okay, Ma, I'm here.
Drink here. I got an egg for you.
Oh, no egg, Ma, just coffee.
Sit down, swallow that egg. You don't want to go out with nothing on your stomach. That's no good.
Oh, just coffee and toast, Ma. I've got to run.
You got a clean shirt on? Yeah. Why, you were that silly tie. You're going there to get a job, boy. Not to a disco.
I'll be okay, Ma. Anyway, I feel stupid in the time.
Yeah, bosses, they don't want no punks. Or people with buttons in their ears, like your no-good friend, Jason. You want to keep away from him. He's bad news, that boy. Him and his father.
Where did you see his old man?
In the pub. Where else? Me, I was having a glass of stout. Him, he was rolling drunk. Always is. You stay away from that, Jason, or you wind up where he's been, down that Boston. You hear me now?
Yeah, Ma, I hear you. Now listen, I've got to run.
You act nice and polite with them bosses. Please and thank you. That's what they want to hear.
Gotta go, Ma.
You get that job, boy.
Ma, there'll be others there besides me.
Yeah, but smiles and politeness never hurt when you want somebody to give you something. You remember that now?
Yeah, gotta rush, Ma. See ya.
Now, oh, it's Charles Davis, is it?
That's right.
Well, Charles, I see here on this form you've filled in for me that you're just 17 and you've been left school... Where is that? Oh, at West Park Comprehensive. A year now, right?
That's right.
You're left with only one CSE in woodwork.
Yeah, well, it wasn't too good at books and all that stuff, you see.
I think it's only fair to say I've seen boys already with several CSEs and a number with O-levels.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Why didn't you do better at school? Did you attend regularly?
Well, I bunked off a bit. Everybody does. But not that much. It's just, well, I'm not one of those book people.
Well, what does interest you, Charles?
People call me Chick.
All right, Chick. What interests you?
Don't know. Nothing, really.
Well, there must be something. What do you like to do?
Listen to music. Play football.
Oh, you play for any team?
No, I just kick about, like.
What about work? What kind of work would you like to do?
Isn't what I'd like to do, so what's going, right?
Well, yes, but if you had your choice.
Don't know. Wood. I like to work in wood, yeah. I enjoyed that at school, like.
Have you tried any firm doing that kind of work?
Nah. Well, none round here, are there? On the industrial estates. I mean, it's all like machines, isn't it?
Well, it's all machines here, certainly. How would you feel about that, working a machine?
Okay, great, yeah.
You mean that, or are you only saying it?
No, I'll do it. You give me a job and I'll do it, no bother.
Would you be here every morning, or would you bunk off when you didn't feel like it?
No, that was school, right? This is work.
And that would be different?
Sure.
Well, look, Chick, the thing is, with your lack of CSEs, I couldn't justify giving you a job. I haven't got many to give, it's just that we've got a big order and I think we can go a few apprentices, but apprentices need to know some maths, have some grasp of figures, and I've already seen a few boys who do.
Yeah, well, that's it then, right?
I'm very sorry, Chick. Look, if I were you, I'd try a coach-building firm. Go and see them. It's what you want to do, work in wood, you should tell yourself.
Yeah, but I'd try anything, honest.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because if you will, there's hope for you. You know, there are jobs around, but they aren't all that good. Working in kitchens, restaurants, that kind of thing. Sometimes living away from home. See, Chick, there's not a lot in Arkley. Have you thought of that, moving away?
No. There's just me and my mum. I don't know what she'd do without me. She needs me, see, to shout at.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry. I'll keep your name on my list in case something else comes up that doesn't need elementary maths.
Yeah, well, ta. Yeah. Cheers.
Good luck.
Yeah, sure.
I told you it'd be a waste of time, didn't I?
Yeah.
Take that tie off. You look stupid. And that jacket. Wear that sweater of mine.
I'm okay.
No, you're not. Not if we're going out on a job.
Oh, you're not still going, are you, Jace?
Of
course I am. You bottling out, are you?
No, it's just that I'm still full up to ear with that interview. Why did they send me to see a geezer who wanted guys who could do maths?
Why did they do anything? I forget it, son. Working's for idiots and jobs worse. All you get is do this, do that, and a belly full of aggro. And for what? Rubbish money.
Yeah, guess you're right. I felt really burned up, man. I felt a real fool in that office. I felt so low, man. I felt like rubbish.
Yeah, forget it. Drink your beer. Put on that sweater, then off we go.
Where do we go? It's the broad daylight, Jace. We can't do what you were saying in the daylight. You've got to be out of your mind, man.
We can. It's all over so fast, nobody even sees you. They're all in shock, they don't notice out.
Jace, one thing. You do not bring the knife, because if you do, I'm out.
Yeah, all right. There's no need. They're old, there'll be no bother. You'll see.
The little one on the left, just grab a bag and run.
Yes, I don't know if I can do it, man.
Of course you can. Now make plenty of noise.
Oh, God, I can't.
Yes, you can. I'll bounce the ball.
Dave! Oh, watch out, ladies, the ball!
How are you
looking
so much?
Oh, grab it! Jesse, are you all right? Careful. Yeah, let me out.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Miss
Ida.
No,
get up, dear.
Miss Ida. Miss Ida.
Jesus.
My bag's gone. Oh, my God, my bag's gone. He's got my pension money in it. Doris, my bag's gone.
We've got the girl's handbag with nothing taken except the money and no fingerprints. We've got a link to the knife used in Patel's store. Now we have a pensioner mugged in a subway.
Well, I can see the possible connection between Patel's knife attack and this mugger on West Park Estate. But no knife was used in the subway attack.
Now, we'll only know that for sure when we talk to the old lady. What was her name again?
Mrs. Jessie Watmore. She's a widow, aged 73, lives alone in a council flat, Montgomery Terrace, West Park Estate. We take the third turning to the left, sir.
Well, you're driving, Jack, and I'm thinking. And I have a feeling there could be a connection here, but only Jessie Watmore can tell us. How is she, by the way?
Well, the hospital wanted to keep her in, but she discharged herself right away, according to the uniformed sergeant on the spot. And she told him she wouldn't remember anything about any of it. Badly bruised and shaken, the hospital said.
Not surprised, are you? 73 years old, knocked to the ground by a couple of strong young bastards. Wish I knew why they did it, Jack.
They've been brought up in a jungle, where you take what you can get, where violence is in the air all the time, where there's rows all the time and fighting all the time.
Well, that's an explanation, Jack, but it's not an excuse. Has her handbag turned up yet?
Not yet, sir.
It will. Shoved in a litter bin somewhere.
Sir, we've had muggings before. I can't see how you think this is anything special. I mean, muggings are fashion. These kids get on it, there's an epidemic. We put some soldiers on the ground and they stop. Most kids that do it never do anything else. They grow out of it.
Well, they grow into something else.
Yeah, I wish we got more of them. I agree there.
We'll get more of them when the public respond to every scream they hear and dial 999. Instead of getting a sudden attack of deafness, when the victim screams loud and long and doesn't stop, when they all report the crime, only about half the people mugged ever do.
Here we are, sir. Want me in with you?
Ah, now you saw her friend, the woman who was with her in the underpass. Mm. How was she?
Absolutely non-cooperative. Heard nothing, saw nothing. Scared stiff they'd come after her, I reckon.
Then Jesse Watmore is all we have, isn't it?
Do you take sugar, Mr. Savage?
Yes, thanks. Just one.
And Mr. Eaves, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
And would you like a biscuit, Mr. Savage?
No, thank you, Mrs. Watmore. Can I ask
Mr.
you...
Mr. Eaves?
I'll have a biscuit.
Try a chocolate one, the nice.
Right, thanks.
Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Savage?
Well, it's about the incident in the subway this morning.
Oh, yes. What about it?
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Never better.
But you were hurt, weren't you?
Yes. At the time, yes, I was.
You were badly bruised, weren't you?
Yes. Yes, a little bit. Do you like this room?
Well, Very nice room, yes.
Yes, but... yes, I've had a few new things in it since my husband died. That couch is new. And, of course, the TV... He didn't like the TV. He only had the radio. But I like the TV. I don't know what I'd do without it. Here, do let me give you another cup of tea. You must have been thirsty.
Now, the hospital said you were badly bruised and shocked. That was only a few hours ago. Did you call your own doctor?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He called and he left me some pills, you know. The sedative pills, I think they are.
Ah, I see. Yeah. And you've taken them?
No. No, I haven't. Oh. They make me sleepy. I don't like anything that makes me sleepy. I like to go to bed to sleep. No, I never take a nap because it means I just lie awake at night and worry.
What do you worry about, Mrs. Watwood?
Oh, everything. I think you do when you get older, don't you? I never used to worry when I was young. When my husband was alive, I never used to worry, but nowadays I seem to worry about everything. Isn't it silly?
No, it's normal, I think.
Oh, well, there you are. That's all right, then.
Ah, but it isn't all right, is it, Jessie? Can I call you Jessie?
Well...
You were attacked today and your handbag was stolen and your pension money gone.
Yes, but it's all right. The doctor's going to give me a form to fill in. You're going to put it in at the Social Security office, then I'll have to tell them what happened.
Yeah, but how will you get to the Social Security office, Jessie?
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Well, it's in the Arkley Centre, is the Social Security office. How will you get down there?
I usually take the bus, you see.
But how can you do that if you can't walk?
What do you mean, I can't walk?
You had those teacups on the table in front of you when we came in. Now, Sergeant Eves made the tea. You haven't stirred out of that chair since we arrived. You were really hurt, Jessie, weren't you?
No, I'm all right. I told the hospital people...
I know what you told the hospital people, Jessie.
Well, I don't feel like doing anything, that's true.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Jack?
Did you get a look at those two boys?
I don't want to talk about it, Mr. Eves.
But you're going to have to, you know.
No. If I don't want to, I don't want to, and I don't want to.
But those people took your handbag, and they hurt you.
But I'm all right. I really am. I'm all right now.
I wish you'd help us.
I can't. Can I get you some more tea?
No, thanks.
I'll have another cup, Jessie. I'm a proper tea belly.
Oh.
Jessie, it happened to be you. It could have been your friend that was with you. What's her name?
Mrs. Wilkinson, Doris Wilkinson.
It could have happened to Doris.
But it happened to me, and I'm all right.
And you don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't. I really don't. If you don't mind.
I don't mind. But I think a lot of people might. Like the next person to be mugged. Some other old person like yourself or Doris. Do you want that?
Did Doris say anything?
No. She said she didn't see anything.
There you are.
Well, if she
There's
didn't...
only you see, who can tell us anything.
Look, if she didn't, I didn't.
Now, listen, Jessie. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm just going to put some things to you, and you can say yes or no, all right?
I'd rather not.
Did those two boys just run towards you, or were they pretending to do something else?
They had a ball.
They were playing football, or pretended to.
The ball bounced towards us, and then they followed it, and one of them knocked me off. Oh, please, I don't want to think about it.
Sir, I think we should leave this.
Were they both white boys, Jessie?
I don't know.
You saw them, you do, Jessie.
I don't want to think about
Just try this once. Were they both white?
One of the boys was black.
Now, the other, was he tallish? Thin? Fair?
I don't know.
Yes, you do, Jessie, you do.
No,
you do.
I
you do, Jessie, tell me. Just tell me that and I'll ask you no more.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was tall and thin. And he had his hair cut very short. And it was fair, yes, it was fair.
I did the door such a thing. I've never harmed them. I've never harmed anybody. I did the door it. Oh, I'm hurting. I'm hurting all over. Oh, why did they do it?
I don't know. I don't think anybody does, Jessie. Except perhaps for the money. The money to have a good time with. They don't care one way or the other if they hurt people. They just don't care.
Mr. Savage, I'm so afraid. I'm afraid they'll come here once they know I've been talking to you. They'll come here. They'll come here one night and break me windows. They've done it to that many people on this estate. You can't go out round here. I never do. I just lock the door. It isn't as if I haven't taken care, Mr. Savage. I do take care.
So, are we finished here?
No, we're not finished, Jack. Bring this lady's doctor and get him over here at once. No. I think she should go back to hospital for a day or two. Say I said so. No. Now, I'm going out to the car, and I'll arrange for a patrol car to check with Jessie when she comes back out of the hospital. Every night at 9 o'clock to see if she's all right.
Sir, they're short-staffed on mobiles.
I don't give a damn if they've got 17 break-ins to go through. They're coming here. Now, call that doctor. Jessie. All right. Now, don't you worry. I'll catch those young bastards if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, Chick! Man, you jigging?
No, I don't feel like it, man.
Why not? We're loaded. Go on, have a little drink.
No, thanks, I've got a drink.
Hey, look at that over there.
I've had my eye on her for weeks.
What a body on her.
Oh, she's old enough to be your mother, Jace.
Who's counting? I'm fed up with young scrubbers anyway. I could do with something a bit more mature.
Well, she's that all right.
Hey, come on, let's go chat her up, see how it goes, eh?
Nah, I think I'm gonna split, Jace. I ain't been home since morning, man. It's near midnight.
Oh, your old woman will have gone to bed. They get to sleep before you get in.
She'll be awake no matter what time I get in. She always is.
I'm glad I haven't got too much to think about. Mine ran off a year ago. Yeah, they're a drag, women. They're only for one thing, right?
Look, Jace, I'll split. See you, right?
You got your money, have you?
Look, you take it. Right, hold it for me, okay?
Your ma goes through your jeans, will she?
Yes, she will, and I ain't kidding, man. Just take it.
Okay. See you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, see you, sir.
Cheers.
Mummy's boy.
Hi, Val. How are you?
Oh, you again. Get lost.
Don't be like that. Here, have a ciggy.
No, thanks. Where's your black friend gone?
Oh, you noticed. Oh, he loves his ma.
That's nice.
Look, let me buy you a drink.
What, a beer?
No, double vodka and slimline.
I've got one in front of me.
Yeah, but it's only slimline, isn't it?
You don't miss much.
How'd it go with shoe shop, fella?
It went.
Yeah, he looked expensive, but I bet he kept his money in a purse.
At least he had some money. What do you have? Your social security?
Oh, very funny. Do you want a drink or not? I mean, suit yourself, I won't ask again. Just because you've got a big pair of nice blue eyes, that don't make you a star. So, what do you want to do?
Oh, very macho.
Stop jazzing me. Why is it?
I think it's a large vodka and slimline, love.
That you, Chick?
Yeah.
Well, switch the light on.
Are you still up? It's 1:30.
I fell asleep in the chair.
Yeah, I bet.
You want some food?
No, I'm okay.
Where you eat then?
Well, I ran Jason's, we had some bacon and stuff.
And when was that?
I don't know, lunchtime.
I cut your sandwich.
I don't bother,
Ma. No trouble, I've been up this long. I might as well have a cup of tea. You want one?
Yeah, okay, anything you say.
You got a new jersey on.
Yeah, it's Jason's. I borrowed it. I'll pick up my jacket tomorrow.
Why you borrow it?
We went jigging.
Where?
The disco.
That cost money. Where you get the money?
Jace paid.
Oh, Jace paid, did he? Where did Jace get the money?
He's got a part-time job.
I don't believe it.
He has.
And speaking of jobs, what happened to your job?
It was no good.
Ah. Oh.
They wanted maths. I haven't got maths, have I?
Wasn't there no other kind of job?
Yeah, one day, sweeping a factory floor,
maybe.
Well,
that's maybe. A job better than no job at all.
No, it isn't. Who wants to be doing that kind of job? Have everybody laughing at you? I'd rather go down to the job centre, make my call, wait for my gyro money every Tuesday, like most people on the estate.
Yeah, yeah, and end up like your father, Leopold. Three kids, three different mothers, fool me, one of them. I came to this town to get away from that. You want to end up like him?
I don't know. I don't know him much, do I?
You wouldn't want to. He's a no good.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm one and all. How do I know?
Listen. Jake, the mill clothes, we get a bit short. But I can do that cleaning job. It's okay. That's enough. With that and that, you're social, we can get...
I don't want you cleaning up after other people. Why should you do that? If I had enough money, I'd take us both away from this place. There's got to be a better place than this.
Jake, that's all there is. Now eat your sandwich.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Ah, all this talk. It's just talk taking me anywhere. I'm all right here. All I worry about is you. What I want you to do is keep out of trouble. That's all I want you to do, Chick. That's all.
Well, how was I?
Promising.
Promising? I like that.
Too rough. Take your time, little boy. You've got all your life.
Yeah, but I'm in a hurry, ain't I? This is quite a bed. Stereo in the bedroom. Nice, soft, fitted carpets. Smashing bed, everything silk and satin and that. How'd you get the bread for all this, then?
That old fella's very good at finding things.
Hey, you got a fella?
Oh, get in an uproar. He's in the nick.
In the nick?
Don't worry, he isn't going to disturb us today.
Oh, well. That's okay, then. What's your fella in for?
Never mind.
He's probably an old villain like my old fella. Useless. It's a mug's game doing anything you can get done for.
Tell me something you can't, do you?
There are things.
What, pouncing?
No.
You're in the money then, are you? With this marvellous caper where there's no risk.
Not yet, but I will be.
Oh, big talk. But...
when I'm really in the money, I'll come here and live with you. How about that?
Not a chance.
Why? Does your old fellow leave you plenty of money or something? I mean, looking around, this is a flash pad, but... How are you off for Eddie's?
I manage.
Yeah, I noticed.
What does that mean?
You pick up the old fella and he comes across with a few quid. Am I right?
All right, smart ass, who doesn't? But you're an exception. I was stupid. So, now I've changed my mind. Get your trousers on, little boy, and go home, wherever that is.
All right, I will. In a minute. When I come back, I'll be loaded.
Look, Jack, I've been tied up over at County HQ. I've been away from this desk for 4 weeks. What I'm asking is, what's happened in that 4 weeks that's of any importance?
Well, we've had the usual amount of burglaries and break-ins, of petty thieving and shoplifting. It's all there in front of you on that report.
Never mind reports, just tell me, anything else?
Only one thing that's new.
What is it?
We've had a spate of muggings.
How many is a spate?
16 in the last 4 weeks.
Where?
A dozen on old people, mostly around the various post offices of the area.
All I have to do is go away. Method?
They're knocked over and the handbag's taken. It's been women in every case.
You know what I'm thinking, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, I do. And I've been thinking it myself, but it hasn't helped me much.
You said a dozen old people. Any badly hurt?
Two of them are still in hospital. When old people fall, they don't just get up like kids, inclined to break bones. All of them were hurt a bit, usually bruisy. All of them were shot, a bit like old Jessie Watmore.
I promised her I'd get them. And then I get sent off to HQ on a murder. All I did was sit around while they punched a lot of computers.
Why? But you got the murderer.
Oh, we always get the murderers. It's logistics, Jack. We throw people at it. If we threw enough people at it, we could get these muggers. Did you follow up on that description of those two?
Yeah, I did.
Any of the people who were attacked recognize the descriptions?
Three of the old people saw them. One, a white boy, and a black boy.
Only three?
And more than half of these attacks took place in the dark, or in dark places.
Mm. What did you do, then? What did you do?
The car patrols didn't come up with anybody, but I'm beginning to think like you,
sir. Car patrols are firemen, not policemen.
Well, nothing on the description of that lad. We just hadn't seen him. So, I stuck some plain clothes outside post offices. But we had no luck, and I didn't feel we could keep them there on the off chance. Have you any idea how many sub-post offices we have in Arkley and District?
All right. Now, it could be just a rash, but where else have the attacks taken place, apart from the post office areas?
On the West Park Estate. At night, there have been four of those. Always young women, always Friday or Saturday nights.
Pay nights, people carrying money. How much money has gone, Jack, in all these muggings?
Well, altogether, I'll have to do a rough guess. It's all there in front of you, sir.
Do a rough guess.
Well, in most cases, they've been carrying somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds. So, altogether, I suppose it only came to, well, say, an average of 50 pounds. About 800 quid. I mean, it's not a lot, is it, put that way?
No. Spread over a lot of young villains, it's not a big lot. But if it's only two villains, it's not bad, is it? 800 quid in a month, that's 400 each. The work's easy and the hours are short.
Sir, I know what you're saying, but a knife has never been used in any of these muggings.
Don't mean it wasn't there in his pocket, just in case, Jack. Now, are any of these muggings double-parked? You know, same day, same time?
Check that. No, no. But statistically speaking, that doesn't mean anything.
Statistically speaking, no. Gut feeling, yes, it does, Jack. I don't think we have an epidemic of mugging. I think we have a twosome. A very busy little twosome.
Bought me another cup, love.
Bore it yourself, your nearest.
Oh, you know how to treat a girl, don't you?
You got any complaints?
Some.
Look, I've given you expenses every time I've been here.
Expenses?
Yeah, for booze, anything you wanted.
It's been okay.
You are complaining, cheeky cow.
Well, it's rubbish money, dear, compared to what Tony used to give me.
Tony? What good's Tony? He's banged up.
Not for long now.
Oh?
2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, 10th of next month.
Now she tells me.
Well, I mean, I need money for this place, love. And Tony's a good earner, see?
Meaning I'm not?
Well, you're not, are you?
I'd do all right.
Look, I know you don't talk, but I can guess what you and Chick are at. There's no real money in it, is there?
No. You don't guess, Duck. And if you think you do, forget it. Because if you ever think of shopping me, you can look forward to life with a very different face.
What did I say?
Too bleeding much. I meant what I said, and don't you forget it. You know nothing about me.
Don't know
nothing.
What you get out of it, those kind of things.
Kicks.
Kicks, doing that?
Yeah, they got something I want. I take it. Simple as that. The whole world does it. Why not me?
I see.
Look, I'll get nothing any other way, will I? Now keep your big mouth shut about
it. All right. Calm down. Come on. Be a nice boy. Give us a kiss. I like it when you get all upset. It makes me ever so randy.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Give us a kiss.
Yeah. Okay.
Jace, I still think this is stupid.
No, it isn't. We can't keep doing old ladies round post offices, can we? Well, sooner or later they'll put people round them, we'll be done.
But these people are in their cars, Jace, in their cars.
Hey, how much booze have you had?
I'm okay. It's these people in their cars.
Yeah, and a lot of them don't lock them. You open one door, I open t'other. Look, they're courting couples, right? Half of them married to somebody else. They've got half their clothes off. They aren't going to put up a fight.
I don't know. Say there's two of them. They might be young. It's different, Jace. It's Ben. I don't want to mess with these people, man. Let's forget it. We're out here miles away from home.
What do you mean it's bent?
Well, it is, man.
It's business. That's all it is. So just shut your black face.
Oh, if it goes wrong, don't blame me, Whitey.
Just sew some buckle for a chain. That's all you have to do. Now, what we do is we walk quietly up to this car. It's on its own miles from anywhere. Nothing to worry
about.
So
you say.
Look, here we go. Walk slowly.
No noise. You take left side, I'll take driver's. I shine the torch on, that'll scare them.
What if the doors are locked?
Well, then we run back here and off. The fellow won't follow us, even if he has his trousers on. He'll think we're peepers or kids fooling around.
Okay, let's just get it over with.
Well, enjoy it, mate, I do.
I know you do, especially this.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, let's move.
Okay, now, slow. Now,
okay, now! What the hell, who are you? Put that torch out.
Why should I? It's a good view from here. Throw your wallet out.
What?
Give it them, Joe.
Well, I'll give it them.
Joe, don't be a fool.
You'll have to come in and get it if you want it, you bloody swine. Oh. It's okay. I've got a screwdriver. It even things up. Come on, let's be having you. You want a bundle, you can bleed my leg.
Okay,
come on,
mate.
Come on.
You asked for it.
Now leave it, Jake.
I'll do it.
Come on, try then. Come on.
You go from that side.
No, I'm running. I mean it. I'm off, Jake. I'm off.
Oh, come back, you yellow bastard.
Oh, there's only me and you, son, and I'm coming out after you. Yeah, go on, run. You're another yellow bastard.
Oh, Joe, let's get out of here.
Right.
God, who were they?
I don't know, I never saw them proper.
Should we go to police?
Are you joking?
Aye, I suppose I am. Hey, come on, let's get out of here.
What's the matter with you two? Come on, come in. You're all mud and cut. Where have you been?
Running through bushes. It was mad. It was his idea. It was his idea to come here and all.
You'll let us wash and clean up on that, won't you, Val? Look, he can't go home to his ma in this state. And my old man's got some of his mates in, playing cards.
Sure, use the bathroom. You know where it is.
Check it. It's upstairs, right in front of you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Val.
Want a drink to take up? You look as if you could use one.
Yeah, cheers.
Here. Take it up with you.
Alright. Straight up here?
Yeah. Well, you certainly look a mess as well. What went wrong?
Everything. Mainly him. He's short on bottle.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He's on the booze and all. He seems to need it to do a job at all. I only need it after, but him. He don't even take his cut home. I've got all his money. I'm keeping it for him.
Don't get it mixed up with your own. He's a good lad, I like him.
Oh, fancy him, do you?
Why not? I'm not operating any colour bar.
I'll slap you in a minute.
It's been tried, dear. If anybody slaps me, I'll give them fair warning. I'll find a pair of scissors, and when they're sleeping, I'll blind them. So leave it out.
Yeah? Don't I get a drink?
Whiskey?
A big one.
And remember, don't take your troubles out on me. I'm on your side.
We had them. He was the one bolted.
What did you do? Mug a fella?
What?
You're stupid enough. Fellas always fight.
Yeah, well...
You did.
There was only him. Only one.
Where was this, then?
Out Briley Woods.
Oh, where? A courting couple? You tried it with a courting couple? You're mad.
A fella told me, when I was inside, it was easy.
If you mob-handed.
Yes.
Then it could have been a one-to-one fight. That's stupid. That's really stupid.
Look, we had to get away from doing those post offices. Sooner or later, we were going to get done. It's that or go somewhere else. And that way, we need wheels.
Oh, drink your whiskey.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. You'll have to give this up, what you've been doing, or you will get nicked.
What else can we do? I don't know nothing else. Be smart.
No, I know. I know. Well, you could learn.
Oh, no. I'm not into break-ins. You do a job, you sell the stuff to a fence, the fence shops you.
If you want to go on knowing me, Duck, you're going to have to do something. I told you my fella's out on Thursday.
Yeah? What's happening about that?
Depends on you. And Chick.
A job? You're talking about a job?
Yeah. But it's not mugging. It needs a bit of finesse. I've been saving it for my fella, but I don't know. I think you'll do it better. You do most things better, don't you?
If you say so.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Come in and have another drink, Chick. I've got something very interesting to put to you.
Yeah.
Something very special indeed, lover. It involves you and Jason.
Well... Not tonight, eh? I don't feel like talking about anything tonight. I think I'll just go on, okay?
Just have the last one.
Nah, thanks. I'll see you, Jace. I'll find my own way out.
Yeah, yeah. I told you, his bottle's going. Now, what's it all about?
Not now. Let's leave it for now, okay?
You're clamming up on me, are you?
No, just having second thoughts, that's all.
Does it need two people?
I'll have to think. Like I say, leave it. Go and have a bath. You're all sweaty.
You'll have to take me as I am, darling.
Oh, Chick.
That you?
Yes, me.
12 o'clock, you're late. Where you been?
Ma, I wish you wouldn't always wait up for me.
Ah, what else I gonna do?
I don't know. Go to bed, get some sleep, like.
Hey, boy, you've been drinking.
I had a couple of beers, that's all.
You had more than a couple of beers. How much you had?
I told you, only a few beers. I could have a few beers if I like. I'm not a kid, am I?
You talk like your father used to talk. It was the same with him. Only a few drinks, only a little bit on the horse.
Okay. Don't go on, I've had all before.
You get yourself to bed. You want food first?
No, I'll be fine, no, nothing.
Hey! What you done to them trousers? They're in a state. They're all over mud and dirt.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I've played football.
You ruined them, the torn.
I can get a new pair.
What with? Money don't grow on trees.
Ma, will you please just stop asking me questions? Just stop asking me questions and leave me alone. I'm going to bed.
I worried about you, son. What's happening to you? You're drinking all the time, laying about with that Jason. You in trouble, Chick. What the matter? You can tell me.
No, I can't. Can't tell anybody.
What? What's the matter, Chick? Oh, tell me.
No, I can't because there's nothing to tell. Now let me just go to bed. And stop asking me a lot of questions. Just stop.
Hello, darling. Lovely to see you. How are you, all right?
All right.
Oh, my God, am I glad to be out of that lousy nick. Let me get a couple of breaths of good, clean air and a look at my girl. Boy, you look good enough to eat, darling.
You look a bit pasty, Tony. You okay?
Yeah, sure I'm okay. Who wouldn't look pasty after 3 years in there? You any idea what that place smells like? A public lavatory, that's what it smells like. I come fresh out, and the first thing she says is,
"You look pasty."
Sure. Wonderful way of greeting your fellow, I must say.
I didn't mean nothing, Tony. Come on, get in the motor. I'll get you back to my place.
Your place? I thought it was our place.
Well, it is, only it's in my name, right?
Well, I bought it for you, and don't you forget it.
I'm not forgetting it, but I did my bit. Don't you forget that.
Okay. Let's not start a barney as soon as we meet. You kept the motor, I see.
Yeah, just about.
Well, won't ask you how you did that.
Don't. Get in. Let's get away from this place. Nick's depressed me.
Yeah, I noticed that. Didn't come to see me a lot, did you?
Get in, for God's sake.
3 years. I sometimes wonder if this game's worth it.
Everybody feels like that when they just come out.
Maybe. But I don't want to go back in there for a bit, I can tell you.
What you got in mind, then?
What do you mean, what have I got in mind?
For the future.
What future? My future's behind me, dear. Long time ago. I'm 47 next. I ain't got a bleeding future. If you haven't made it by the time you're 40 in this game, it's downhill from now on. That's the conclusion I came to in that car seat I just got out of.
You are depressed, aren't you?
I was thinking of going back to London. I don't do no good in these northern towns. I'm only here because of you. Dead loss they are.
You'll be blaming me for your going knick-knacks.
Oh, I'm not blaming you for nothing. It's the game. It's hard. When you get into thieving and villainy as a young kid, it's all excitement and tear-arsing around. The bird soon takes a starch out of you. 3 old years of my life in that place. All down the pan and for what? Nothing in front of me. And my lady tells me I look pasty. I tell you, wonderful.
I've got something to talk about when we get to the house. Something to cheer you up a bit.
Well, that'll be nice. I could do with a bit of cheering up, girl, I can tell you.
Oh,
Want a drink?
No, I don't want a drink. What do you think that does, cause a miracle?
I think you need one, lover.
Leave off or I'll slap you.
Well, that'd be something. I'm getting up.
Yeah, do that.
What happened in the nick? Did you get interested in the boys, or what?
No, I did not get interested in the boys. Who told you that?
Nobody. Just a thought, that's all.
Well, think about something else. I've just come out of here. I haven't seen a woman for 3 years. 36 bleeding months. What do you think I am?
I don't know, do I?
It happens to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Very sympathetic.
Oh, come on. Sit up. We got carried away. It was too early. Have something to eat. I've got some cold stuff and some wine. Have that, you'll feel better. Put your dressing gown on. I'll bring it in.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I've got it all here on a tray. Oh.
No, you had it all nice, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Here. You got no readies around at all?
No, nothing. I've been subbing off my mother.
How's your old ma doing?
Oh, still cleaning. Going round doing her best, poor old thing. And it's funny you should mention her, because... Mm-hmm. Well, she's put me onto something.
Oh, has she? Funny old dear, your old mum. Bent as a banana. Steal your eye teeth. Oh, but I love her, the old hay bag.
She knows how to keep her mouth shut anyway, unlike some.
You talking about me?
Not talking about anybody. Open the wine, will you? If you can manage that.
Oh, funny.
No, it's not.
Oh. Chicken sandwiches and all, eh? Lovely. Bit different from that place.
Forget that place and listen.
Listen to what?
My old lady's put me onto a good thing, if you're interested.
My God. You're all business, you are, ain't you? You drive me out of the nick, into Kip, and now it's business. Well, I've got some news for you, dear. I ain't interested in business. I don't want a bleeding no. I've had it up to here.
It's a good bus, Tony.
Look, I don't care how good it is. Forget it. I'm just out, and I'm going to take it easy for a while. I'm going to put my feet on the mantelpiece and spit on the ceiling. I'm going to let the world go by, dear.
You've let the world go by for 3 years. What are you going to live on?
Whatever you live on. You lived on me long enough before I went inside.
You can't live on me. I'm not on the bash, and I'm not going on the bash. Not for you or anybody else.
I'm not asking you to go on the bash.
Oh, no, not much.
Well, how have you been living for 3 years?
I've been hawking myself around, anyway.
Well, not professionally, no. But one way or the other, you've had fellas slipping you a few quid, I know you.
What did you expect me to do?
What you've been doing. As far as I'm concerned, you can keep on doing it. Because I'm not going straight out on some blank, getting done and banged up in Wakefield the same week I come out. You must be bleeding mad, you must.
Well, you can't live here on nothing.
Oh, I'll provide for my keep.
How?
I'll get my social. You can have that.
And what else?
Well, I'll see. I'll have a smell around and I'll see.
You're definitely not interested in this caper.
What, something you and your old mother put together? Two women? Are you joking? Risk my life and liberty on something two slags like you thought up? Do me a favour, darling, please. I might have been the nick, but I ain't lost my marbles entirely.
No, just your bottle. Ah!
Now, you asked for that, doll. Now, pass me the chicken sandwiches and shut your mouth.
Get rid of yourself. I'm going out.
And don't come back. Slags, all of them. Every last bleeding one.
I've got a note to you, sir, from the uniform inspector. He's taking that regular call off Jesse Watmore. Says he's short of cars.
How often have they been called in?
Well, every night for 2 weeks, then twice a week, and then when they feel like it.
Have you been round?
No, but I talked to the car crew.
And? How is she?
Well, she never goes out now. She's had new locks put on the door, and she just stays inside. Doesn't even go out to get her pension, and she gets it sent to her, or somebody else gets it for her.
Typical. An old lady like that, made a prisoner by these two young animals. What about the other 16 cases?
I don't know, sir. Something similar, I suppose.
Now, you bet your life they are. It scares the old people. Half of them never go out at all. None of them go out at night on our big estates. Half the young people don't go out. Law and order. We're back in the dark ages. We're back to the days when the streets weren't safe to walk once night falls. Our streets have been safe for a century, and now they're unsafe again.
Well, it's the times, sir.
I know it's the times. Doesn't mean I approve of the times. I wish our magistrates and judges would hand out some decent punishments for violent offences, then maybe the times would change.
It's all the violence, they see. Some of those videos, for example. Everything's gone violent. Sport's gone violent. It's in the air.
Well, it's not going to be in the air on my patch. Well, these muggings have stopped, you say. For how long? And what's to stop them starting up again?
Nothing, but they have stopped. Look, we have a big caseload, sir. If these lads have packed it in, well, at least there's no more old ladies being knocked over in subways. It's got to be a plus.
If they have, Jack, if they have. If they haven't gone on to something else. Something, as the porn merchants say, a bit stronger. That's what I worry about, Jack. I'm heading back to West for hours about this. It's time to go
hunting. I see them all around. Hey, Jason. Your coloured friend's here.
Okay, send him through.
Are you carrying anything, are you, Jason?
Dear, take a fiver, you old layabout.
Yeah, shouldn't talk like that to your dad, Jeez. Shall I take two?
No, one. Take one, I said.
Yeah, okay, Jeez. Here, come on, go, Dick. See you, Jeez. I'm just off out.
Yeah, see ya.
Hi, Jeez.
He's off down the boozer. Can't live without the stuff. A bit like you, eh, chick?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say no to a snort now, would you?
I'm okay.
No, you're not. Go on, help yourself.
No,
it's only scotch.
I'm okay.
No, you're not. I know the signs. You can't fool old Jace. Here, I'll be mother. There. Is that enough? Oh, drop more. Okay. Now, drink up.
Yeah, right. Cheers.
That's it. More like your old self when you've had a drink, right, chick?
Yeah.
Haven't seen you for 3 or 4 days.
I've been sick, man. Flu or something.
Oh, sure.
I thought I'd come round to see how the money stood.
The money?
Well, you've been holding it for me, right?
Sure, I've been holding for you. But how much do you think is in float?
I don't know, a couple of hundred.
You have to be joking.
There has to be that much. I never spent any of it.
Of course you did. You've been going through the old ciggies and whiskey, especially the whiskey, and you've been down the disco most nights, throwing your money about, same as me.
Yeah, but it can't have all gone.
Well, it has, baby, it has. All except 30 quid.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! You want your 15, take it off the dresser. It's all yours.
I can't believe it. All gone.
Chick, it's your business, man, but you've been in a daze for the last month. You don't know what you've spent and what you haven't.
Oh, jeez. So what do we do now?
Do? We go to work again. What else?
Jace, I don't want it. I don't want it, Jace.
Okay, we'll go out. But if you do, it's no more cash. It's nothing, man. It's over.
What do you want to do then?
The usual. It always works. Why not?
Let go of the bag, you silly old fool!
Leave it!
Let it go!
No, I won't! Help!
Let it go before you get hurt!
No!
All right, you're asking for it!
Now leave it! Oh. You bug! What are you here for?
She made waves! Now come on, let's get out of here!
How are you, love? They're taking care of you, all right?
Oh, yes, sir. They've been very kind, the nurses, sir. You know, I can't move much.
Are you in a lot of pain?
I am, yes. It was a nasty fall.
Can you remember anything about it?
Some of it.
Well, can you remember how many of them there were?
2. I think there were 2.
Were they both white boys?
No. One was black.
Can you think of anything that was said? Did they call each other by their names or anything like that?
I can't remember. I'm sorry.
That's all right, love. Just lie quiet. You'll be all right.
You going out then, Tony? I thought you said you were.
Well, no hurry.
meeting the skis for a bit later.
Oh, you got any money?
What for you, Bob? Why?
Not for a decent drink?
No, but I'll manage.
You're driving that old banger, are you?
It's all I can afford, dear. And I ain't paid for it yet, have I?
Yeah, take this tenner in case.
Hmm. Very generous all of a sudden, ain't you? Well, tell her anyway.
You thought any more about that job?
What? You and your old ma? Big stuff?
Have you thought about it?
Yes, I have, and leave it out. No way.
It's all there. I've told you everything except where it is.
Yeah? And why haven't you told me that?
Because I'm careful, that's why. I have to go in first and fix the window. I'm liable. I'll tell you where it is if you say you're on.
I told you, never.
That's your last word.
Look, if it goes wrong, a job like that, it goes badly wrong. It's not for me, a job like that. It's a tearaway's job, that is. It's for a couple of young muscle men, not me. Never.
Then I'll have to make other arrangements.
Make any arrangements you like.
You go in, then.
Well, you seem anxious to get rid of me all of a sudden.
No, I just want to make myself beautiful for tomorrow.
And what happens tomorrow?
You take me out for the day, right? Down to Haydock, out racing for the day.
On what?
I'll have the bread, don't worry.
Oh, yeah? And where will that come from?
We'll see, shall we?
Here, give us a kiss. I'm up.
Hey, wasn't last night enough for you?
Oh, it was just a start, darling. Who's that?
Two fellas. It's private, Tony.
Private?
It's a bit of business, that's all.
What kind of business? Is it these two you was telling me about? The black fella and the other?
Never mind. Forget I said that. Just go out, leave us to it.
No. I think I'll wait a minute. Get an eye full of these two rough young merchants.
Oh, don't say nothing to them. It's business, Tony. I'll tell you all about it later.
So I should hope.
Oh, hello, Jason. Hi. Hello, Chick. Hello, come on in. Jason, Chick, this is Tony.
Hello.
So these are the two you're doing business with, eh? Here. When did you two leave school, eh?
Is that meant to be funny?
Oh, no offence, Sonny.
We'll talk about our business in a few minutes, Jace. Tony's just going out, aren't you, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Just on my way, fellas. Be lucky.
You and all.
With my lovely Val by my side, I got all the luck there is. Hey, Val? Bye, love. See ya.
Yeah. Cheers, Tony.
Forget it, twat he is.
He's okay.
You said our names. That wasn't very smart.
He's okay. He lives here. Oh, that was after a drink, Chick.
Oh, cheers.
I asked you to come in to talk about that bit of business.
Yeah, I told Chick it'd be that.
First of all, are you on? Because I don't want to tell you about it and then find you're not interested.
Yeah, okay. But one question.
Go on.
If it's such a good job, why don't you offer it to your boyfriend?
Because his bottle's gone. If he tried to do anything, he'd make a mess of it. He makes a right mess of everything these days. If you know what I mean.
Oh, jeez. No. Oh, no.
Just a routine check, sir.
Yes.
Is this your car, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Can I see your driving licence, sir?
I don't have it with me.
I see, sir. I wonder if you'd be so good as to open the bed of your car, sir.
Why?
Well, routine check, that's all, sir, if you'd be so kind.
Well. It's nice to see an old customer, Tony.
Yeah, lovely.
You've been out of Wakefield how long?
3 weeks.
And you did how long?
You should know. You put me there.
So I did.
Look, Mr. Savage, I didn't know that stuff in the boot of the car was nicked. I thought it was kosher. My word, I did.
But it isn't kosher, is it, Tony? It's handling goods, knowing them to have been stolen. To wit, 14 pieces of silver tableware, value around £700. Now, they were burgled from a house 20 miles away from where you were stopped. Tony, I'm afraid you're in trouble.
Yeah. What did I do to be so unlucky?
A routine check, I ask you.
Well, that's how it goes. It's another 4 years. More likely 5.
Yeah, I know that.
Easier to cop a plea, Tony. Give us no trouble.
But what's the guarantee if I said I'd done the job?
Well, like I say, give us less trouble. We wouldn't have to prove anything. Open and shut. We might get you a year off if the beak's feeling generous.
Hmm. It's probably still 4. I don't want to do 4, Mr. Savage.
Who does, Tony? Who does?
If I threw in something else...
Like what?
Well, I don't know if it's worth anything. But it might make you look good.
We always look good, Tony.
Well, I'd want guarantees.
You just tell me what it is, and we'll see.
Yes, when I get a chance, I'll pop into the loo and leave the window off the latch.
Are you sure she's in?
Of course I am. She never goes out.
Where is she, then?
Go on, get into the bushes, the two of you. Do you want to ruin it all? Hey, I think she's coming.
Who is it?
It's me, Mrs. Parks. It's me, Val.
Val? Val who?
Mrs. Bailey's daughter, Val.
Oh. Oh, let me look. Oh, it's you, Val. Yes, what do you want?
My mother asked me to bring this brooch back. She was cleaning it and you called her and she put it in her apron pocket and forgot all about it till she got home. Shall I pass it in to you?
No, no. Come in, Val. It was very nice of you to bring it back. I hadn't missed it. Come on in.
In case you missed it, see.
Oh, how nice of her. And of you to come all this way.
Oh, it's okay. I came in the car.
Oh, I forgot. Everybody's got a car these days. Well, would you like a coffee or a drink?
I'm driving, but a coffee would be lovely.
Oh, just get it. As you know, I'm all on my own these days.
Yes, I know.
It'll be instant, you don't mind.
No, that'll be fine.
Good. Shan't be a moment.
Take your time, Mrs. Parks. Take your time.
Hello, Val. Wonder if I could have a word.
Oh, who the hell are you?
Inspector Savage, CID.
What are you doing outside my house?
Tony Morris lives here, I believe.
What's happened?
He's in trouble, is Tony.
What kind of trouble?
Oh, serious enough.
I see. Well, you better come on in, then. In here.
And the thing is, we've been doing a bit of talking, Tony and me. Some might call it bargaining.
Oh, have you?
Tony's been telling me about 2 young friends of yours.
Oh? Who would that be?
Well, it seems their names are Chick and Jason.
Oh, them? Yeah, well, I know Jason. I've seen him at the disco.
Tony seems to think they could be going to do a job sometime. He hasn't exactly told me where.
Oh, first I've heard of it.
If Jason and Chick are who I think they are, I want them. I want them very, very badly for a series of muggings.
Muggings?
I'm open to offers, Val. I just want them fast. Now, where do they live?
What's in it for me?
That depends, love. Tony's been very helpful. Now, if you help... I can't see how you can come to much harm, but you'll have to tell me names and places, and I want them now.
Oh, I see. Well, I can't help, can I?
I think you can. All I'm asking is their names, and where they live, if you know it, and where they are now, if you know that.
All Tony said is they were going to do a job.
And you might know where. That they'd taken you into their confidence line.
I see. Yeah. Well, the truth is, I do know what they're doing, because they told me...
Yes?
If you look after me... I mean, I know what they're doing, because they told me, but I had nothing to do with any of it, no matter what they say, or Tony, anybody says. If you look after
Just tell me, that's all. Just tell me, Val. And we'll see.
Come on, you old rat bag. Where's the money?
There isn't any money. Who are you? Oh, take off those awful masks. They're frightening.
Where's the money?
There isn't any.
There is. There's money in this place. We've been told there is.
No, there isn't. There's nothing. There's only silver and jewellery.
I don't want silver and jewellery. I want money. Now, where is it?
Just maybe they were wrong. Maybe there is no money.
How you got in that window. I swear it was locked.
Well, it was open, dear. Don't worry your head about that. Now, you see this knife? Well, I'm going to use it if you don't tell me where the money is. And I mean it.
Jace, don't be a bird. Where did that come from? Just give it to me. Give it to me.
Let me go, you... Let me go!
Shut up!
Go on, stop me!
I'll stop me! Oh, my God. The coppers!
I've a mind to stripe her anyway.
Jace, don't be a bloody fool. It's over, man.
Oh, shut up, you silly old bag.
I've got to open the door. You okay, Jace? You okay?
Yeah, yeah. Go and open it. Oh, jeez.
Open up! I'm coming.
In Muggers, the cast was Inspector Sid Savage, John Bott, Sergeant Jack Eaves, Sean Barrett, Jason, Mark Straker, Chick, Gary Beadle, Mr. Patel and Mr. Welling, Nigel Anthony, Val, Maggie McCarthy, Tony, Gregory DePolme, Jesse Watmore and Bessie, Gwen Cheryl, Sally, Jenny Funnel, Harry, Brian Smith, Doris and Mrs. Parks, Anne Jameson. Muggers was written by Alan Pryor and directed by Jerry Jones.